All Black Friday, all the time. Thanksgiving is more than a week away, but retailers are already out with Black Friday deals. Home Depot started offering deals on appliances last Friday. And with several retail chains opening even earlier on Thanksgiving Day than last year, determined shoppers may have to be finishing up their pumpkin pie while standing in line for a big screen TV. Kelly Grant is a senior consumer reporter for SmartMoney.com. And Kelly, have there ever been Black Friday sales as early as 3 weeks before what used to be called Black Friday?
Well, it used to be that you would see maybe the odd retailer that would really stretch it and offer them that early, but we are seeing more and more of them. The retailers really know that Black Friday in consumers' minds means that these are the best deals of the year, and they try to capitalize that on that more and more.
You know, this year, Thanksgiving is a little earlier than usual, which means that retailers are getting an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So given that they already have that extra week, why push out Black Friday sales even earlier?
Well, just, you know, we've seen in the retail environment, the stores are really struggling to get shoppers to shop more and to buy more at full price. So the earlier they can start getting us in that shopping mood, then the longer that they can push it. We know, we hear every year on Black Friday that people, the majority of the shopping that they do is actually for themselves rather than buying for other people.
Uh-huh.
So if they can get you out there earlier, then, you know, they are definitely going to do it in the hopes that you will buy more for yourself and, you know, still do a little more shopping later on after.
There are some states, including Massachusetts, where we're here and now is based, where we have some laws that prohibit stores from opening on Thanksgiving. So some of these early openings may not apply in some places. But could you give us a rundown of some of those big chains and the new hours they're going to have for their pre-Black Friday sales?
Well, sure. It does get earlier and earlier. I mean, we saw Walmart last year was opening at 10 o'clock in a lot of places, and they've said this year they're going to 8 o'clock. Toys R Us is 9 o'clock, I believe, and so is Target. You know, and we see also, too, especially here in New York City where I am, Old Navy's are open and Gap's are open. A lot of those brands are actually open during the day on Thanksgiving. We saw Sears do that in previous years, too. There's a lot of shopping, sadly enough, that people can do on Thanksgiving Day.
It used to be that really hardcore shoppers would eat Thanksgiving dinner, go to bed for a little bit, get up painfully early to shop, way, way pre-dawn. But do you see potential here for some people to be now pulling all-nighters?
They really are, and that's something that, you know, as you said in your intro, they're practically finishing their Thanksgiving dinner online these days to be able to get there early enough for these doorbusters. And it gets really hard for the shoppers because you've got stores that are opening so early, and they do different rounds when they have these doorbuster deals, which are like the big deep discounts and the ones that a lot of people want to go for. They do those throughout the night, so it's very hard for a shopper to hit all of those without being up all night and racing around.
Some of the specials we've seen advertised are an iPad 2 for $399 plus a $75 Walmart gift certificate, a 32-inch TV for $150, a Blu-ray player for $38. But the question, of course, is always, are these really the best deals we're going to see, or could they get better if we wait?
There are always a lot of questions about that. And, you know, for consumer, you really want to look very carefully about, is this a good price? You'll see sites like Decide.com that have actually come out with studies this year pointing to that you see better prices on a lot of items on days that are not Black Friday. We also see for a lot of those deals, the retailers use them to clear out items that are old. For that iPad, for example, it's an iPad 2. Now we've got the iPad 4 that's being sold right now. So there is that question for consumers. Do you really want something that is two generations old that Walmart is clearing out? You know, $400 price point may seem pretty good compared with other iPad rates, but when you think about it with that generational difference, it might not be the best deal out there. And there's a lot of that going on. Even Blu-ray players, TVs might be older technology that you don't necessarily want even for that low price point.
So is it even clear anymore when you can get the best deals?
It's getting a lot harder for consumers. I mean, generally, our advice in previous years has always been that unless it's a doorbuster deal, chances are you're going to find that item at a similar pricing. Maybe it's sometime else during Black Friday week. Maybe it's later on in the season. So just really, you know, to take everything with a grain of salt, look around, see if it's a good, if the product has good reviews, if it's got good pricing. You'll see a lot of sites like Decide.com, Price Grabber, a lot of these other price comparison sites that will tell you what the price of an item has been in recent months, so that that way you can look at it and see, you know, is this a product that, you know, is clearly going toward a clearance that you might see it drop even further after Black Friday, or if this ad, the listed price, is sort of an aberration that maybe you do want to grab it.
So a lot of homework needed. Kelly, this is a question I'm sorry I even feel like I have to ask, but you'll remember that back in 2008, there was a store employee at a Walmart trampled to death during one of those doorbuster Black Friday sales. Do you have a sense of whether stores have improved their security and their safety to the point that this won't happen anymore?
Well, the stores are always trying to make sure that they are safer, and we do hear a lot this time of year of what the stores are doing to make sure that people aren't injured and that they're as safe as they can be. But, you know, there's always, it seems like, some crazy story. Last year, there was a shopper who went in with a taser and was tasing other customers to get to the deal first. So, you know, it's always smart for consumers to, you know, sort of think ahead and really not get caught up in that mentality that they have to be running around in the stores. There's usually some pretty good guides out there in terms of safety for shoppers, how you want to plan ahead. You know, good idea to wear things like, you know, sneakers so you've got some traction on the floor so that way you're not like slipping and sliding. You know, and just in the end, remember, like, I mean, this is it's a holiday sale. It's not the end all be all, and you don't want to get injured or injure anyone else to get that deal.
You know, on the side, I teach English as a second language, and I subbed recently for a class where they were supposed to name all the special days in the month of November they could think of. So Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, two of the three groups of these basically newly arrived immigrants named Black Friday as a special day in the month of November. What does that tell us about how that has permeated?
Well, I think, I mean, that's the reaction that the retailers are hoping for. They want people to associate that day as a big shopping day, the day to go to buy. And, you know, I can tell you as someone who's covered retail for a long time here, you know, I mean, I shop online. I don't even bother to go into the stores, probably the example of showrooming that they bring up. You know, but I think we've seen that the retailers are really focused on getting people to buy anything that day. I kind of feel like, you know, for a lot of this, you can avoid the craziness in the malls and just shop online and still get some pretty good deals.
And in the little time we have left with you, could you give us an overview of the total spending projections for this season?
Well, it's up overall. The expectation is that people are still going to be pretty conservative with their budgets, but that we are going to see some increase in sales, whether that's that people are buying more at full price or less of a sale price, or they're just buying more altogether, still remains to be seen.
That's Kelly Grant. She's a senior consumer reporter for SmartMoney.com, and she's been talking to us about the ever earlier Black Friday deals. Kelly, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Before we go today, Jews in Nigeria. Who knew they were even there? You're listening to Here and Now.